All right, welcome to this session. It's titled Unique Challenges for Today. This is session 8 of this course on pastoral care through preaching. Now, the books selected for this course address the unique challenges of ministry today. You'll find a diversity of approaches and perspectives, but throughout your reading, you'll sense the need for combining pastoral care with preaching, for our preaching to show awareness of the issues our people are dealing with on a daily basis. Briefly look with me at the books on the reading list for this course. Perhaps not all of the books are on your degree level reading list, but you'll want to add the books to your personal library. I think you'll agree that these are outstanding books. In Donald Capp's book, Pastoral Counseling and Preaching, The Quest for an Integrated Model, Capps draws on his experience as a professor of pastoral theology at Princeton Theological Seminary. And he's seeking to connect pastoral care offered through counseling with pastoral care offered through preaching. In previous writings, Capps has shown the value of how people story their lives and bringing the storytelling nature of pastoral counseling into preaching. Capps provides a helpful model in assisting people in finding understanding and hope. Capps has also written on life cycle theory and pastoral care, and if remarks about ages and stages piqued your interest, you may want to get a copy of Capps' book, Life Cycle Theory and Pastoral Care. Well, if you thought your church was a mess, when you read Kenneth Swetland's book, Facing Messy Stuff in the Church, you'll get to read 15 actual case studies faced by pastoral leaders, and you'll find that you're not alone. Swetland, the campus chaplain at Gordon Conwell Seminary, Massachusetts, and former academic dean and professor of pastoral ministry there, deals with tough questions for these tough times. Sexual harassment, pornography, divorce, effects of abortion, you know, subjects that were not talked about in church a generation ago, but now are everyday news items and everyday issues for church leaders. Like emergency response teams who prepare for the unexpected, church leaders need to be prepared for the unexpected. For what to do when a person on a sexual predators list comes to church, how to assist the addict or the emotionally disturbed. The biblical responses offered for these real-life crises in Swetland's book may stimulate you to preach on these subjects. Someone either in the congregation or someone the people know may be dealing with the same issues. Unlike the proverbial locking the barn door after the cows get out, preaching is needed today that is preemptive, addressing issues before people's lives are ruined in scandal and the church's reputation is stained again. Making a Difference in Preaching is another book by Haddon Robinson, whose definition of expository preaching is the standard throughout evangelical seminaries. His book, Expository Preaching, for example, has sold over 200,000 copies. Well, this book, Making a Difference in Preaching, edited by Scott Gibson, is a collection of Robinson's writings on preaching and points out the differences between good preaching and poor preaching. Is your own preaching making a difference? Read Robinson and Gibson's book and see if there's a difference in your own preaching. Then we have the Blackwell Reader in Pastoral and Practical Theology. And this is exactly that, a reader, featuring articles by a variety of authors in the field of pastoral and practical theology. Read Seward Hiltner's article on the meaning and importance of pastoral theology, and gain a new appreciation for the role of pastoral counselor. Hiltner's pioneering work in the field of pastoral counseling helped to open new doors of ministry. The book contains 6 classic articles like Hiltner's and 17 new articles. The extensive bibliography is particularly helpful and may assist in the research on your major writing project. If there are gaps in your knowledge of pastoral or practical theology, you'll find much usefulness in the Blackwell Reader. I found it interesting to review the comments, positive and negative, that Trinity students have made about Ray Anderson's The Shape of Practical Theology from the Theology of Ministry course. Well, here in the Blackwell Reader, you'll find additional help in evaluating matters related to practical theology. It's in everyday local church ministry that theology is made practical. Here's some additional help in applying God's truth to the real lives of your people. And then finally, Ministering to 21st Century Families, Giving Vision, Direction, and Care to Your Church offers a perspective of 4 leaders one of whom is an evangelical superstar because of his numerous books and long-running daily radio program. This book by William Lawson, Charles Swindoll, Roy Zook, and Bill Lawson deals seriously with the differences in today's family. Swindoll brings Insights for Living, the title of his radio program, to offer insight for families living in an era much different from yesterday. Your people will appreciate you for taking notice of the pressures and challenges their families face today. I hope that you'll find these books to be helpful in your ministry. The module assignments call for interaction with the books in a manner designed to stimulate reflection and practical application. I'd be interested in hearing about books of a similar nature that you would like to see included in future versions of this course. Our chief textbook for all Trinity courses is the Bible. And I'd like to conclude this discussion on reading assignments by asking you to read again a brief letter to Titus. Titus is one of the pastoral epistles, letters of instruction that Paul wrote to fellow pastors, Timothy and Philemon. In Titus, notice the practical instruction about elders, chapter 1, verses 5 through 16, and about what and how to teach, chapter 2, verses 1 to 10. Paul also teaches about his favorite subject, grace, 2:11, and the wonder of salvation. Notice what Paul said in 3, 4 through 9. But when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, He saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. He poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that having been justified by His grace, we might become heirs through having the hope of eternal life. It's in that so that where much of our ministry occurs, in pastoral ministry and in preaching that encourages people to marvel in the mercy of God and live as heirs of hope eternal. What kindness, what love, what a Savior, and what a ministry entrusted to us.